You're listening to SBS News.
Anya Yule arrived in Australia from a refugee camp in Kenya when she was just 10 years old, after losing both her parents in the Sudanese Civil War. She now works for the Australian National Community on Refugee Women, where she dedicates her life to helping other female refugees and migrants integrate into society. Ms. Yole says while she relates to the women she works with, the challenges they face now vary greatly from those she experienced growing up.
Honestly, when I look at my upbringing, it was quite different, but now working in the sector, I can tell like a lot of young people are going through hard times, especially when they are looking for jobs.
Women with a migrant or refugee background who have settled in Australia are finding it very difficult to access health services and find jobs. This was the main conclusion reached by the Migrant and Refugee Women's Voices survey, produced by Harmony Alliance in partnership with SBS. The survey was distributed through SBS language channels and was translated into 5 languages in order to maximise responses. Audio and language content manager at SBS, Mark Cummins, says supporting the survey and its results is crucial to ensuring the concerns of migrant women are heard.
Surveys like this just give people a voice. It also gives us something to talk about on air, so we'll be able to have these conversations, open up these conversations with people. I think the fact that they're being done as well is a support in itself, just to know that there's people out there who understand that there are issues, and being asked a question is sometimes the first way to start talking about this.
Of the 371 women represented in the survey, 77% had paid work in the past 12 months and were more likely to find a job the longer they've been in Australia. Those having difficulty finding work said they often weren't offered interviews despite their qualifications. Harmony Alliance Chairwoman Maria Demopoulos says the survey clearly highlights 2 key areas which inhibit migrant women from finding a job in Australia.
I think recognition of overseas or professional skills that people arrive with and the fact that they are often not identified as being skills here in this country is an important barrier to women achieving the sorts of outcomes that they're looking for. I think discrimination was certainly identified as a key area, just not even getting job interviews based on things like your surname or based on your ethnicity.
The survey also identified a significant gap in migrant women's ability to access important health services. 24% of surveyed women said they'd never received medical advice about physical or mental health problems, while 66% reported they rarely had access to interpreters for health services because they were incorrectly told their English was too good. Ms. Demopoulos says it should be a human right for migrant women to have equal opportunity to access medical staff and interpreters.
It's a major concern to hear that women are basically not getting access to information in language that are impacting on their health outcomes. It obviously then is going to affect the choices that women make about whatever diagnosis or prognosis that they receive.
Anya Yule says the results were heartbreaking to read. While the results were expected, they highlighted just how many women are struggling to have access to health services. She wants to encourage women to be confident and ask for the services they want and need.
Don't be afraid to ask for referral for anything, that it could be education, it could be health, because nowadays it's quite different. A lot of migrants are facing many challenges, and we really need to start pushing services out there for young women.
It's hoped that the survey's findings will lead to more resources to ensure that all migrant women are better supported in Australia. Bevan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.